T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For you ladies and gentlemen that love to drive fast, you think that left lane is yours, you own it. If you're not going as fast as I am, get over, slowpoke. If that's the way you look at it, you might like this bill that they're proposing in California. It basically, on some stretches of highway, do away with speed limits and would make it akin to, and I've never been to Germany, but the Autobahn, of which we've heard so much. What do you think about that? Let's find out what Russ Rader thinks. Not radar, Rader. Communications for the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety. Morning, Russ. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well, sir. Appreciate you taking the time with us.
Thank you.
So tell me exactly what this guy in California is thinking about.
Well, I don't know how serious of a proposal this is, but my understanding is that he is thinking that it would be really ideal to get people to their destinations faster by widening interstates to create lanes that are completely speed limit free, which he may not recognize that one of the biggest problems that we have on roads in the United States is that is speed. The speed is a factor in about a third of all traffic fatalities. And one of the things that we can do that we know works to reduce the risk of crashes and the risks of deaths and injuries in crashes is to lower speeds, not increase them.
The 55-mile-an-hour speed limit came about as a result of the oil shortage, or for me to say, and I'm trying to remember because I'm a little bit that wasn't quite in my time, but it was like in the 70s or something. And that's what
right.
made the government lower it to 55.
Right. So the speed limits are left up to the states. That's historically how it has been. However, when we had the oil crisis in the early 1970s, in an effort to save fuel, the Congress imposed a national maximum speed limit on U.S. interstates of 55 miles per hour, resulting in that famous song, "I Can't Drive 55." And the result of that was that I think we did save fuel, but we also saved lives in that crash deaths went down as a result of the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. And then Congress began to change its mind after a number of years and gradually loosened that rule.
So a third of the fatalities in, and I'm often asked this, and I'll get it directly from you, a third of the fatalities in the country are caused by speeding, right? So the other two-thirds is a breakout, a third, or not quite?
Well, oftentimes crashes have multiple factors, or maybe alcohol involved, for example, but speeding is definitely a factor in about a third of the crashes. We also have about a third of the crashes that are attributed to alcohol. And then you also have a chunk of traffic deaths that may have also a combination of these factors where the driver is also not wearing a seatbelt.
So where would the federal government fit in all of this? Because speaking of drunk driving, I'm trying to think how long ago it was, but we had to raise the drinking age in Louisiana, not me personally, but to 21 to avoid losing highway funds because the drinking age was 18, and I presume we're not the only state that had to do that. So along those lines, how would the federal government, vis-a-vis highway funds, view no speed limits on a road?
Well, I don't know how the federal government would react to that. The Congress's philosophy in recent years has been to not impose mandates on the states. So, for example, there used to be a mandate that states would lose highway funds if they did not have mandatory universal motorcycle helmet laws, and that eventually went away. I think one of the things that, because speed limits are now up to the states, states have to recognize that raising speed limits is a big highway safety problem. In fact, we did a study that showed that over 20 years, raising speed limits cost 33,000 lives on U.S. roads. And every time when you raise the speed limit 5 miles per hour, that increases deaths on roads by about 4% and 8% on the higher speed roads like interstates. So it's a big problem, and we won't get to zero deaths, which is sort of a growing movement in a lot of communities across the country to lower traffic fatalities to zero. We can't get there unless we control speeds, and raising speed limits is going in the wrong direction.
In terms of the fastest you can drive, because, you know, if you drive in West Texas and there's nobody on the road, or even North Louisiana, and I've done that, man, it's kind of hard to go the speed limit, and I understand that doesn't sound good, and I shouldn't encourage anybody to do that. But, you know, I'm out there on the highway Sunday morning, nobody on either side of the highway. It's hard to do that speed limit, Russ.
And, you know, it's not just the risk of crashing into other vehicles. On those empty rural roads, which tend to be the most hazardous.
I'm talking about the interstate now.
Single vehicle crashes are a big problem on interstates as well as rural highways. And so it's not just the risk of crashing into somebody else, it's the risk to you if you leave the road and crash into a tree or a pole or overturn.
So ideally, I don't know if studies have ever been done on this, but say on, because, you know, each road is different, but on the interstate highways in the country, which generally tend to be uniform, again, generally, is there, have any studies been done that would indicate there is a preferred speed limit that is the right mix between safety and practicality?
Well, I don't think that there is an ideal speed limit. I think because this is left up to the states, it's an issue the states have to decide from a safety and a political standpoint. What we should be doing instead of raising speed limits is vigorously enforcing the speed limits that we have, with things like photo enforcement. Speed cameras are known to work to slow people down. And keep in mind that when you see crash tests on television or the automakers advertise their crash test performance, those tests are done at 35 or 40 miles per hour. And once you get up to these very high speeds, it's very difficult in an emergency for a driver to brake in time to lower the speed to a survivable level.
Russ, I appreciate your time. Hope you can come back on with us. Russ Rader, Senior Vice President of Communications for the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety. You heard what Russ said about speed cameras. Do you think people drive like maniacs on the interstate? We need speed cameras? Or do you think the problem is people tying up that left lane? And should there be, ideally, no speed limit in the left lane? Because if you're passing everybody, you should be able to stay there. More when we come back. Traffic now on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.